Every one of the parents who spoke at Ketchikan's June 10th school board meeting was there to talk about one thing: reopening schools. Ketchikan's schools closed on March 14th, and it remains unclear when or if students will return to classrooms 5 days a week.
My biggest concern is for my second grader. He's too young to learn from a screen, to be honest.
He won't move away in order to have that opportunity for my child, but I will definitely pull her out of the school district and homeschool her. And I cannot think of how to serve those students at all from home. I can't.
That was Nicole Anderson, Christy Willis, and Sydney Hartley. Those are some of the 24 parents, educators, and students who testified either in person or via email at the meeting. They're referring to the district's draft plan discussed at the board's last meeting in late May. At that meeting, the board voted to approve starting school a week late to allow for extra staff training. But it's the draft plan still under consideration that drew the anger of parents. Superintendent Beth Lougy told KRBD it's still a work in progress, but as of the most recent update on June 4th, this is what we know. How schools will reopen will depend on how many new COVID-19 cases spread through the community. The big variable in the plan is the number of students physically in school at a time, from full distance learning in a high-risk environment to kids fully back in school in a minimal-risk environment. As of early June, the district is at a low-risk level, according to state guidance, one tick higher than minimal. Low-risk means no one in the community has been diagnosed with COVID-19 for at least 14 days. But even in a low-risk scenario, distance learning will still play a large role. Students would attend school for just 2 days a week. They'd spend the remaining days completing assignments through an online portal. All students would stay home on Wednesdays and check in with teachers via video conference. And that just didn't fly with many parents here. Taylor Lee said that even the low-risk plan wouldn't work for her kids if they're only in school for 2 days a week.
I feel that the low-risk plan that is being proposed is not in the best interest of the students or families of Ketchikan. Having kids, especially elementary school children, going to school only 2 days a week is pointless. They're going to have such a hard time retaining information, especially if they are going on a Monday-Thursday or a Tuesday-Friday schedule.
Some parents, like Nathaniel Curl, said they were especially miffed by the fact that the school board voted to approve a later start date for students next fall, and that there was little to no warning as it wasn't on the meeting's posted agenda.
I think if there's a vote on an item, especially an important item like this, that completely redoes the school year for the next, or the school calendar for the next year, that needs to be an agenda item that lets the parents and community know that it's an item up for vote.
The board didn't take any action on the issue, but several board members, including Paul Robbins Jr., told parents that their opinions are being heard.
I was really grateful for how many parents, how many members of the community showed up today, how passionate their responses were, and how involved they want to be in this process and should be in this process. Disappointing how they have felt left out in some of the decision making, and I just want to implore Superintendent Lougy and her staff as they go forward to take all this into serious consideration.
In other business, the board unanimously approved contracts with school maintenance workers and the school's busing provider. The Ketchikan School Board meets again on June 24th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.